Tamar Zevi is walking in the Jerusalem forest where she grew up, stopping here and there to look at the flowers.
This is mustard, like the yellow flower.
Tamar spent a total of 115 days in a military prison. Her crime, she refused to become a soldier.
There were not too many flowers in jail, so I'm happy to be outside now.
In Israel, the military service is compulsory by law. At the age of 18, women must serve 2 years and men 8 more months. On her date of enlistment last November, Tamar did not run away. She went to a military base and told an officer that she doesn't want to serve in an army which occupies the Palestinian territories.
We do need a military. I think that if the IDF will shut down in one day, there will be just extremists from all sides kind of killing each other and everyone in between. So I do recognize and respect the right of Israel to protect each other. I just believe that controlling the Palestinians is the opposite of protecting yourself, is like feeding the fire of the hate and of revenge, and like this will not bring us peace.
Tamar served 6 different prison sentences, spending her days doing drills with the other inmates, mostly women soldiers who disobeyed the military order. Every single time she was released from jail, she had to go back to a military base on a specific date and refuse to enlist again and again, until the moment a committee accepted her exemption request.
Like in many things in the army, there is no clear sense of justice, it's more like depend on the day you come, on who is judging you.
Were you surprised?
I was really surprised. I think I was the most surprised from everyone. Like when someone from the jail came to me with a paper and the protocol and said, like, you're released, I just started like crying because I didn't understand. Like I really never expected it. And for me, it's actually a big win.
It's also a victory for the conscientious objectors movement against the occupation. Yasmin Yablonko is the coordinator for Mesarvot, an Israeli NGO that supports the refusers. The army recognizes the pacifists as conscientious objectors, but not those who stand against a specific policy like the occupation. She says it's a first in more than 15 years.
If someone showed any political view in the discussion with the committee, they usually will not get exempted until now. What we can say and what we know is that she got exempted as a conscientious objector who is objecting the occupation, and they try to hide this fact.
The Israel Defense Forces, the IDF, declined to comment. The spokesperson's office issued a written statement simply saying that Tamar Zevi was exempted as a conscientious objector opposed to any military service, which is not accurate, says Tamar.
I mean, the IDF is the body that controls the Palestinians, is the body who like sentence them, who violate human rights, so they cannot say publicly that the occupation is something you cannot agree with, because they are the occupation.
In Israel, the word occupation is often denied. Gal Pearl Finkel, a researcher from the Institute for National Security Studies, explains that the army cannot afford to discharge Israelis over any political opinions.
The military does not allow people to say, I object to serve in the occupied territories. It's because the military is above politics. You can't bring your politics into the army. Everyone does his job regardless of political agendas. From a professional point of view, the military still needs a mass of people to protect our borders.
The idea that the Jewish state still has to fight for its survival justifies the importance of military service. Therefore, the conscientious objectors are perceived as traitors in Israel, as if they were running away from their responsibilities. Sabrina Meir, RFI, Jerusalem.